Blog Talk Radio.
Man up! Hey, somebody tell me, man up! Somebody tell me, man up! You gotta man up! Somebody tell me, man up!
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know what y'all sentence to this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there. Put him on my tab. I got him. Put him on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this on me? Lord, stupid, is this on me? Stupid, is this on me? Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Stay on a mission, Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient, that's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth, I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you, or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith, and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. Take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. Hallelujah. If I take my time, would you still believe? Oh, it takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. Oh, so if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what you get from me, oh.
Well, good evening, family, and welcome to Man Up the Movement. Yes, this foundation has been set, and we are calling all men to join this discussion. Come on, let's keep it real that we can identify how we can do it better. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, we're taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Number two, we're no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, our steps are ordered by the Lord. And number four, we are walking in purpose with God. And number five, we are holding ourselves accountable, dedicated and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am a called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. Come on, let's man up. Well, good evening, family. Here's another evening of our time to discuss, time to unite and for us to come on one accord. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us tonight here live in the studio and those that may be listening online. We just thank God for you right now. Come on, let's just bless the Lord in this time of rejoicing and just thanking him for another opportunity to praise his name and to lift up to lift him up and give him all the glory and honor. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we are excited tonight. It's a special evening for us. We have a dear friend, a brother, a comrade, and a hardworking brother out there in the midst of things that are going on. There's a lot of times when you can hear people say they're doing this, they're doing that, but to be actually out there in the midst of what's going on is a little bit different, having a different story, a different testimony, and a different way out. It's so much to be explored tonight as we get ready to bring in our special in-studio guest. Minister, father, brother, cousin, nephew, uncle, man of God, I want everyone to join with me and invite the man of God into the studio tonight, Minister Clarence M. Allen. Come on, put your hands together for him.
Man up. Good evening, Pastor E. And good evening to all the listeners on this show.
Amen, amen. Well, brother, I'm still excited when you said yes, and for us to get an opportunity to first let you share and really, really, really expound on the manual that God has given you, and then to give us an opportunity to talk and to see how we can work more in hand, more in unity, and more together in reaching the lost and unsaved of not only my city, but your city, not just our city, but other cities, and not only the city, but the nation. And then I believe we can touch the world. So, man, good evening to you, man. God bless you. And again, thank you for coming on Man Up tonight.
Thank you, Pastor E. First of all, giving glory, honor, and thanks to God Almighty. Because God has said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish, over the sea, and over the fowl, and over the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them, man, and just those two scriptures right there, in the book of Genesis, the first chapter of the verses 26 and 27, man, those are the first two lessons on how we become to be a man or a woke man.
Hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless you. Brother, I know you got a lot going on. You got a hot book out. I believe first thing when I first met you, you told me this is going to be one of the best sellers ever written. And I know you're still promoting. I know you're still not having a book signing. You are the book signing. So I want our listeners to really get an opportunity to experience Regulate. how you, God gave this to you, number one. Number two, what was his instruction for you giving it to us? And then number three, how can we duplicate this and get this out to more so it's just not in our own circles, but it can be citywide, statewide, nationwide, and then worldwide?
And Pastor, you just said it all. First, let me give a little background of me because it leads into how I was given the inspiration and the insight to create this book. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I was one of the first baby gang members of the Crip Gang when it came out. Back then, you know, we didn't have the lifestyle that we see today with these gangs. We were more into protecting our neighborhoods, And then if there was a difference of understanding, we didn't use these deadly weapons. If we couldn't solve it with our communication, guys went out there and had a physical fist fight. And then they
do you remember toe-to-toe?
Toe-to-toe. Don't cross the line.
Yeah, see,
even go back
see,
to the father.
Yeah, well, I remember the homies used to make us handle our feuds, and it was about neighborhood. When you hit that, it just kind of hit me because I've never been a gang banger, but I was a part of my neighborhood, and if something came in the neighborhood, of course, I rolled with my neighborhood, but I was never constrained just to staying over here on my block or that block. I always moved around, but I remember whenever we had issues in the hood, the OGs would make you go toe-to-toe, and you'd have to throw it from the hands. You wasn't no running and kicking and MMA and stabbing. You had to go with your hands. So I just want to throw that in there. You gave me a shock treatment there for a minute.
Yes, and see, the beauty about that back in the days where we can have a little honor, if there's any to be given, is that those guys, they understood each other. Some of them became best friends. Some of them even became blood brothers. And so after high school, I joined the United States Navy, and it gave me a lot of training. It gave me a lot of inspiration. It gave me direction and a purpose. It helped me to be a man. My father passed when I was 14, so I had to learn how to become a man, and I got a lot of knowledge from the men of those days. You know, their hustle wasn't criminalized like what we see today. The day you go out and hustle, it's got their hustle was their job. Their hustle was going out there and working to get the finance to take care of their families. And so after I got out the service, I worked for Time Warner Cable. I was direct sales, and I did installations also. And I had a back injury up on a telephone pole, unloosening some equipment. So while I was at home, and I'm looking at the news on my bed recovering from this accident, which actually retired me because of my back injury from telecommunications, all I seen on the news, man, was drive-by shootings, man, and just violence. The criminal empire, enterprise of the industry, of the direction that gangs had taken. We have abandoned our old duties, our old rules, our old loyalties, our old camaraderies, man, the old brotherhoods and sisterhoods that we used to have back in the day. And so I said, what can I do to make a change? And God allowed me to create this book titled Regulate the Manual. And the word regulate alone, it casts out all limitations. It casts out all laziness. It casts out all greediness, enviness, wrongdoings, you name it. It allows that person, that word itself, allows that person to have the mind, physical, and spiritual power in their being to overcome and dominate anything that will come across their path and find peace. And so every night while I was writing this book, I prayed. I prayed to God to lead me. I've never written a book before in my life. So when you go into the table of contents and you look at the book inside of Regulate the Manual, you will see the gangs, the gang members, the gang bangers, the gangsters, the Who Ride. Here's another alert, which is an extension of the Gangsters. And when I covered Pastor E and all the listeners, when I finished writing the gangs, the gang members, the gang bangers, the gangsters, the Who Ride, here's another alert, I say, well, regulate the manual is not complete because everybody has to regulate themselves throughout all their life, throughout each and every day. And so when you get to the last book in Regulate the Manual, you see racists, gays, lesbians, and the status quo. And we all make up this matrix called the status quo. And each book is different. When you go into the gangs, it goes into the beginning of gangs. You know, gangs been here from the beginning of time, from the tribes, the clubs, and back into old little section of groups throughout history. Men came together and bond and became a camaraderie and protected wherever they lived at, their environment. They protected their culture. And so
right.
When you get into the gang members, it's a lot of different characters or personalities in gang members. You got those shooters, you got hustlers, you got gamblers, you got the robbers, you got the jackers, you got the tricks, you got even what we call hood rats. We got suckers. It's people of all different makes and models that you will find in the gang members. And in the gang members, I go and take the reader from neighborhood to neighborhood as you get up in there. In each neighborhood you go into, get more deadlier and more challenging as you go from neighborhood to neighborhood. And so when I finished that, then God led me to the gang banger. And so I had to separate all the fake frauds and the part-time bras and those who are perpetrating to be a gang banger from the real gang banger, because a real gang banger don't need to go out here and pack no weapon. He can hold his own any and everywhere in any environment that he come across, win, lose, or draw. So in the gang banger, I created the House of Bang, where I invite all the gang bangers to attend the table. And so in order to eliminate some of the fake fraud and these part-time bras and everybody who wants to cheat, hide a weapon and scheme to get in here, we have many different tricks, traps, and checkpoints before you even enter the House of Bang to make sure nobody's carrying a billy club, a bumper jack, a switchblade, and even the gun up in there. And then once they get up into the House of Bang, I have a special guest that I invited to the House of Bang, which is called the dentist. Now, the dentist is checking out everybody's mouthpieces, because a lot of people coming in there with fake teeth and false implants, and we got to get the real gangbangers in here so we can sit down and have this legitimate meaning of understanding. And so once we get up in there, you have the discussion with the gangbangers. They're at the table. They're doing their thing. They're creating peace up in the House of Bang. And so after that, God led me to the gangster. And there are many different levels of gangsters. Man, gangster, it starts with that G mentality. Even the gang member, even the gang, even the gang banger starts with that G mentality. And so when you're enter into the gangster, I start from the bottom level, man, from the streets. You know, these gangsters out here doing these small penny-ante hustles out here, and it goes into corporate, into government, in every level and facet of the gangster. And inside of the gangsters, I created and built the world's largest casino, because as we get through these books, we're looking at all these different games that people play. So in this casino, it's so large, you couldn't put it in a building. It's out in the forest. And you're reading here, well, some people are running in back into their own, where they begin, and their own circles. They're just spinning their wheels. But we have all the games in there. We have dice. We got live wagering. We got the roulette wheel. all of the games, we have the one-armed bandits up in there. But the what separates the casino and Regulate the Manual from all of the other casinos is not only that everyone that enters these casinos is a winner, but we got games that started from way back. We got Jack. We got Laggy. We got Marbles. So I'm making a lot of fun, the gangsters, and so after we get that, finish the gangsters, we go on to the Who Ride. The Who Ride was began in the 70s, man, when gangs first started out with the gunplay. Man, brothers, Crips and Bloods, man, they get 10, 20, 30, and sometimes more cars, man, 30 and 40 cars, man, packed with Crips and Bloods going to shoot out against other Crips and Bloods. But the thing about those Who-Rats, they knew they were coming. So if you go into another neighborhood on a Who-Rat, they packing. They're on the side of buildings. They're on top of houses, man, and the gunplay started, man, and it was just the beginning of the popping of the caps. And so then I have Here's Another Alert, which is an extension of the gangsters. And so it goes into a little more depth, a little more knowledge of being a gangster, what is a real gangster. It in this book, it even, you know, there's a page in there to hold this nation and the White House treasured with blood, man. And when you read it, you say, wow, you know, I have a professor call me a prophet because a lot of the things in this book that is written, I read it in a spiritual realm because I prayed and God allowed me to get in my mental, physical, and into the spiritual realm, and he gave me visions of things to put in this book that each and every one of us may have seen and can relate to. And so when I finished that, Pastor E, I said, well, Regulate the Manual is still incomplete because we have a problem with racism out here. We don't understand the gays and the lesbian situation. And then just for the normal, ordinary person who may not fit in any of these genres, we have the status quo, which we all are stamped with our footprint at birth, given a number and a name, and we make up this entire matrix. And so once you finish the status quo and the races and gays, there's another book which you will not find on the table of contents. That is called Regulate, and it explains what Regulate is. Throughout this book, you'll find up to 60 footnotes of Bible scripture because I did it for at least three reasons. We might talk about God all day. It might not open up the Bible, so you will find some scripture there. There's scripture in there to bear witness to what I'm saying, and there's also scripture to lead that reader unto God and to his word.
That's right, man. Amen. Amen. Well, I know it's very informative, and some people, you know, I know have testified that even reading the book, it gives them opportunity to experience something they never experienced before. But it's very truthful, very, 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 very raw and uncut, and very informative. I salute you for the work God has put on you. I like when you said that it wasn't you; you were just a vessel, and you said, God, here, I want to write this book for you, and he gave you the insight, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, in all those areas that you could go forward with that. So the manual, I love Regulate because Regulate is in so many different phases. If you looking for definitions, but it's definitely to control, to set standards and to be aware of what you're controlling. So Regulate is can be in regulating time, regulating money, regulating your work, your job, regulating your relationship. Is something that is very important for us to know more about. And I'm encouraging you guys to get Clarence's book, Regulate. You can get that on Amazon right now. Matter of fact, your book has been out since 2009, correct?
Absolutely. To any other listeners, you can contact me directly, and we can do a Cash App or PayPal, and I can send you autographed copies. You know, you can go to the horse, that is the horse's mouth. You can go to, let me correct that. You can go to the farmer or the cowboy instead of the horse. So,
you can go straight to the source instead of the merchant. You ain't got to go to the merchant. Yeah. Just go straight to the source.
Can I share something with
the
listeners?
Yes, please.
And the reason I want to share this is because you just said it right. Regulate, to govern or direct according to rule, to bring under control of law or constitution, constituted authority, to make regulations or concerning the industries of a country, to bring order, method, or uniformity to one habit, to fix or adjust the time, amount, degree, or rate of. And just this other paragraph is, I'm reading from the first part of this book inside of Regulate, the manual that you won't find in the table of contents. It says, these are the definitions that I found in Webster's Ninth Collegian Dictionary. These definitions are great expressions to describe the meaning of the word regulate. To regulate, it must also be accomplished in truth and with a purpose. In today's world and in the worlds to come, these definitions may become a little generic, and it seems to get sifted out through time. The word, the life, and the realm of regulate will have to become used within a more universal life situation. This is in order to cover the many grounds to govern. And so,
define it for us.
You ain't going to get that information like that nowhere but in this book.
Right.
To all listeners, I have many characters that you will come across in this book. Let me see if I can remember just a few of them. I was talking to you, and I mentioned the Energizer Bunny to you. Batman is in this book. Shaft is in this book. King Kong is in this book. And there are many others, and I use them where we can relate to what is written. I use them as a metaphor to an experience of life that you will see in this book. And so me and Pastor Yee was talking the other day, and I was telling Pastor Yee, I say, man, I let him know first about these characters, and I told him about the Energizer Bunny, and I said, man, the Energizer Bunny ain't got nothing on you, Pastor Yee. His battery done ran out. Man, you still going, man. I see you here. I see you there. You doing this. You doing that, man. The Energizer Bunny that conked out and coughed up everything he got.
Well, you know what? It's only by the strength of God. And I'll be honest with you, over some of the things that you mentioned of my past life, I was really dedicated to whatever I did, always. I don't care if it was banging, selling dope, using dope, womenizing. I was dedicated all the way out. I gave all my energy. I gave everything. I'd go until I couldn't go anymore. And when I finally, and I'm not talking about when I just would start going back to church. I'm not talking about when I was telling everybody else I'm saved. I'm talking about when I really gave my life to God and said, I'm going to do different and I'm going to change myself. My dedication is that I will go harder than I ever did. Because I remember in the world, I did some 5 days in a row not sleeping, traveling across the country, taking drugs and distributing all-night parties and all-day parties and things like that. And I just have been blessed to be able to fulfill what God has given me, that same energy I had on the front end, that I could close out even better on the back end. Ooh, somebody ought to get excited about that one. But yeah, man, and I get motivated by brothers like you, and there's many of us out there that are ten toes deep. It's different to be writing books about something you're reading or you're doing research on. But when you're writing something about what you have experienced and what you still live in and what you still are out advocating against and for, because gang violence has to be advocated for also, because people can't just be thrown under the bus because of the lifestyle they only had to live. Some of these young men out here that are living in this that I'm talking to and we're mentoring, they didn't know anything better. You can't, you know, and the Bible tells us, if you didn't know right, you can't be wrong. And a lot of them are out there doing wrong because that's all they've known to do. I listened to an interview, and he said, man, I grew up to be a dope boy. And I know the story because his daddy was a dope boy. His grandfather was a dope boy. Well, what else are you going to be but a dope boy? He didn't know the educational side or the college side or the graduation. I know in our youth, parents used to raise us to go to school. Take a year off. No, you're going to college. And this is what my daddy told me. He said, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to go to college, or you're going to get out of here and go to the military, or move out my house and get a job. And I chose the military. Even though I could go to college. I had to man up at that time in life. And I thought I was doing it vindictively because I know my dad wanted me to go to college. And I chose to go to, and believe it or not, my dad was retired from the Air Force, and I was enlisted in the Air Force. But we got into it, and I was still in high school. I enlisted in my senior year because I hurt my knee, and so me sitting out a year was not that workable. And then me and my dad got into it. I crossed deck to the Marine Corps, thought I was upsetting him. It really was one of the best and worst decisions I ever made in my life. But I still had choices, and they raised me with choices. Like, no, you just ain't going to go off into the la-la land. No, you going to school, or you going to the military, or you going to get out this house and go build your own house, you know. That's lacking, and because a lot of, especially in inner cities, of Watts, Compton, Gardena now, South Central, Hollywood, it's just not Compton. You hear Compton, you think, okay, that's the inner city. You hear Watts. No, it's spread out. North Long Beach, Paramount. These kids don't know any better. And see, this is where Regulate comes in, that we need it in more hands, not in the kids' hands. We need it in the parents' hands. We need it in the mentors' hands. We need it in the advocators' hands. We need it in the peace walks and in the peace rides and things like that.
Thank
that
you.
It expounds, and it's just not for one place. It's for everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, Patsy, I give God, you have no idea. To all our listeners, I thank God so much for the people that he put the note in on the capabilities that this book can do for any reader. Because you were saying something earlier, and I'm going to elaborate like this. You were going through your experiences. In the early 80s, man, America did us all in throughout the United States when they introduced that rock cocaine. President Bush had pounds of it in front of the nation. The CIA brought it in from South America, and they wanted to wipe us out. But not only that, they know that they would take our mind, man, out of our natural state and then put it into these drug-induced comas and trances, man, and we'll fight and kill each other, man, and be a slave to that drug. It still has power in our streets today, and they even made a cheaper drug from it, the crystal meth. But, you know, I look at life like this, and we all go through the folklore like Hansel and Gretel. You know, this brother and sister, they left home, and they was walking through the woods, and in order for them to figure out how to get back home, they laid these breadcrumbs. But on the way back, the fowl and everything had eaten the breadcrumbs up, and they had become lost.
Right.
And life is kind of like that. You know, we all get this one shot in this life, man, and when we hit these teenage and adult early 20s and even 30s for some that bloom late, we see these systems and these trinkets, these bright lights, this attracting drum beat with the corrupt sounds now in our music, and it turns us out, some of us, you know. And after we turn out, we say, well, I want to turn up. You cannot turn up unless you get turned out first. Otherwise, you're back in the funk, you know. So anybody that you hear that say they want to turn up, let them know. In order for you to turn up first, you got to be turned out unless you already turned out.
That's real, man. That's real.
Like
that's real.
One thing that I like to say to all our listeners, that many of us, if not all of us, the only and all the education we got come from America. And so after saying that, I want to say this African proverb about the hunter. You may have heard it once. It goes like this. When the hunter tells his story, he's always going to be glorified. But we need to listen to that lion. What story would the lion tell us about what happened when the hunter came? And so in saying that, I want to say this. We as blacks in America, one of the reasons that we're having out of the many, having a very difficult time for many of us to acclimate to this American way. I don't do the American dream. You have to be sleek to dream. So you'll never hear me talking about dreaming. That dream is your vision. Change that word dream to vision. It's the visions that God given us. We might get them in our sleep while we're dreaming, but when we awake and God spiritually enlighten us with something, this is a vision, you know, to a purpose for us to show us the way in this life. We have our own scholars. We have our own historians. We have our own storytellers. So we need to go to them, re-educate ourselves from our own scholars, our own historians and educators and storytellers, and then compare it to the education that America gave us. And that way we can divide the truth from those deceptions. Because, man, when we look around out here, man, America has taught homelessness. It's taught, it has taught us drug use. It taught us to kill each other. The word for killing your own brother and sister is called fratricide. Fratricide. Fratricide is the killing of one own brother and sister. And that's a part of the program, not program, but program. Program, the definition of that is the schematic thought on how to kill a race off. So they have weaponized us with everything, with drugs, taught us the lack. We don't even know how to speak to each other out here in these streets. We look at each other with these mean mugs, if I can use that from back in the day. So to all listeners, speak to everybody. It's mental and spiritual therapy. It's physical therapy. Just say hello. They ain't got to say hello back, even if they cuss you out. Keep your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. You know? So we have our own scholars.
But that's important, though. But that's important, especially when we're talking about changing things, because the change starts with me. I have to do better on how I interact with people. I mean, you know, I've seen there's so many of these young men that don't know how to communicate, and it takes a lot to turn the other cheek and say, okay, whoa, don't react, because he doesn't know. I think of, we just had resurrection, and I think of Jesus saying, forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. That helps me a lot out here in the intervention of inner city, is that because I'm telling you from experience, and you know I'm out here, I deal with it every day. They don't know that that's disrespectful. They don't know that that was offending. That's the way they talk. That's the way they chop it up. And I'm like, young man, hold on, excuse me. I don't want to fight. I don't want no problems.
Yeah, and let me tell you where that comes from, Pastor G. Let me tell you where that comes from. Back in 1712, there was a lot of hanging going on. Our ancestors were being lynched for stealing crop, for escaping, for rebelling, for anything you name. And so they sent for this guy, Willie Lynch, because he created a way how for us to become obedient. And he released spiritual mind-setting spells. They were Christians. That's why this thing is so powerful. And one of the ingredients of the curse was get them to make things bigger. That's why you find these dudes out here with thousands of dollars in their pocket, down on the cement in a dollar dice game, and one finding
right.
them and one did one caught it too late, point seen money gone, and they'll fight over $2 with thousands in their pocket and thousands at home.
With thousands,
and they want to call
come
it a
on
principle.
Now, you better tell it.
And they want to call it a principle because that's and if anybody haven't read that spiritual curse, it's in our system today. That's why we have all of these evils cast across in our homes, in our communities, across this nation, everywhere. It's because of that evil curse. It's like a genie let out of the bottle, and the only way to put it in, one of the antidotes for that curse is this book, Regulate. And one of the other
go ahead. Promote, brother, promote. Go ahead.
Yeah, it, this book, Regulate,
no,
the manual.
It's true. Yes.
And the other
well,
one
first,
is
we all,
living
if we,
Bible.
If we all learn to, exactly. If we all learn to regulate, first of all, the word of God, and then taking the knowledge that comes from others through experience, now we can really. But, you know, what happens is that, okay, I didn't write the book, so why should I read your book? Well, hey, write your own book, but we still need to share and agree with one another that it takes more than one book. It takes, you know, it takes a family to raise. It doesn't just it takes an army. It takes a tribe. It takes a lot to get things done, and that's where I think we all got to push harder and be more dedicated to the push that it gets out there and other people can know the same thing and have the same opportunity to do the right thing. So look, we're getting down to our kickdown time. I want to first of all give you an opportunity before we open the lines for you to share how people can get regulate the manual today, how they can cash app you and pick it up tomorrow or get it in the mail to them tomorrow, either one. Give that information next. And then we're going to take a station break and open up the lines for those out of you that may have questions, that may have, responses, or just want to give out Clarence a shout out for the work that he's doing in our community. And let me tell you, the brother's at every event. He is out there to share. I think, and I ain't trying to tell you business, but I bet you giving away more books than you sold.
It's about 60-40. About 60-40. I think God, you know, God inspired me, man, because it's a message, man, that, you know, not just this book. It's like what you said, man. We, you know, when the Bible says, study show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, God didn't say what to study, and the only way to study is to read. So we need to read. It is
yes.
the only exercise for the mind. There is no other exercise. You know somebody with a weak mind? Get two books of the same. Give them one. You take one. Read to them. Then ask them to read a little. Not only is it going
right.
to take their mind off that thought that's probably troubling them, but it's going to put their mind in a place of what that book is written about.
Yeah, and let's say this for the sake of maybe that one person that needs to read. See, I'm Clarence, I'm really strong on information because what you put in is what comes out. Now you got to read the right books. You got to read. Some people are just avid readers. Of course, you're going to read a love novel. Yes, you're going to read a motivational book, and I know you're going to read a lot of the Bible. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to that one person that doesn't know how to read and is now trying to get to read. You must read good information. You must put good things in so you'll be able to have the right answers. Believe me, I can't respond off of my own thoughts or just naturally. It comes from information I have in me. I can't preach a sermon. I don't write sermons. I preach the sermon that God gives me from his word, but I still had to study his word to show myself approved. So let's not take this lightly when I say, be particular on the information you put in. That is most important. But don't get beat up if you are an avid reader. I'm talking to avid readers. That means they read every empty moment they have, they're in this book. then they're in this book, and they wake up in the Bible. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to that person out there that really doesn't know what we're talking about in reading because you don't read. I'm saying start out reading good information that now it can build you, that you see the results of reading gives you information that you need. Amen. I want to open up the lines. Come on. You got something to say tonight. You have a comment you want to give to Clarence or myself. You may be that one person out there tonight, and you're really who I'm talking to, that just you don't know how you got here. You've heard a lot of things that are motivating and got you on fire, but you heard this thing about God and about Jesus, and you want a little bit more information about that, you please dial one. We have a private green room that we'll talk to you about right now. We don't have to wait. We're ready to talk to you right now if you need that help. You need prayer, something you need immediately, dial one. We want to bring you in that moment. Amen? All right, now, so we're going to go to our first caller tonight, area code 562, last four, 7584. You are live on Man Up. You are with myself and Clarence Allen. Regulate.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? This is Mike, man. It's Rock Box.
Now, see, you should have said Rock Box. Right, he's Rock Boxing. Where to be that, bro? You got to come on, man. Here he is.
Rock Box.
Yay. Praise his name.
Baby. Look, I'm catching like the tail end again. I've been grocery shopping and stuff, boy. I had a lot of stuff going on today, but I made sure I tried to get on and get something, you know. And I heard y'all just talking about Bible reading. And one thing I want to say to put my input in is that, Pastor, ever since you've been having me reading the scripture and say a prayer in the mornings on Sundays, I've been learning a lot, you know, reference to the Bible. And then, you know, the times I come in and we have our discussions and, you know, and stuff too. But it's really gave me a whole new insight on just the word, period. I have a deeper insight now because I actually take the time out to find the scripture and read it, and I get to study it a little. So by the time I, read it at church on Sundays, I got a full understanding on everything I'm reading
Clarence,
already.
Clarence.
Yes.
He made me change my sermon Sunday.
That Bible is the most wonderful, not only history book, but is the most wonderful book of life in its infinity, man. It is the Alpha and the Omega. It doesn't have an ending to it, man. So when we read this Bible,
right. We
get the experience from any to every critical and mild situation that we will come across in this lifetime on how to handle it and find peace and walk out with forgiving and love.
Yes.
Right. Ooh. And victory. Look, and victory. Every time, no lie.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, like I say, it's been a plus, and I just thank you, Pastor, for even giving me the chance to do it and learn some more out of the Bible and everything, and be able to, you know, be part of it and participate in everything, man. I just love it, you know. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just, you know, that's one thing that God showed me a long time ago. He said, you know, people learn better when you let them do it. You could give notes and you could have all these shows and stuff, but when you actually activate people's faith and say, hey, go to work and do it, it's much faster. I guarantee you, if you would have sat on the front row and just listened, you'd be 8 months to a year behind. But in the 3 months, well, it seemed like longer than that, but I think it's been longer than 3 months. Hold on. Let me scratch my head. It's been about 5 months because I know when you first came and said you'd been here before, but when you came and said you wanted to be make this your home, it's like, man, God has done such a great thing. So I applaud Rockbox. I applaud Michael. But I'm just trying to tell some others out there that it does not take a lot. All it takes is you want to be willing to work it. If you're willing to get his word, really ask God, I want to be familiar. I want some understanding. I want some revelation. And I need application today because I know hell is about to break loose. God will show you through his word how to walk and how to do the things of him. So man, thank you, my brother.
Can I take a minute, maybe two, and let me read this out of Regulate the Manual. Can I read this?
Okay.
Yes, sir. We have 8 minutes left. Yes. We got 8 minutes left. You can take 2.
Okay, let me take 2 minutes.
Before you read. Now, for all the rest of our listeners that want to get into this, now, you may be online, and you're saying, I've been pushing 1. If you're online, it doesn't work. You have to call 319-527-6173. 319-527-6173 if you want to interact with us. If you just want to listen, stay where you are. And if you are already on the board and you want to interact, dial 1 now so we can have you in the queue after Clarence reads this insert from Regulate the Manual. Go ahead, my brother.
It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength, my song. He has also become my salvation. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. And those are just a few of the footnotes in this book.
Hey, I got to get that. I got to get that from you, Claire.
Look. I've been looking. I have the book. I've read the book twice. And that's been 5-6 years ago. I've been digging through my closet looking for the book tonight because I wanted to have it here in front of me. I got to get me a second version because I know it's in here. But I'm telling you, you guys know me. I would not promote something that I know was not God-centered, God-delivered, and God-anointed. This book is a must-get. It's a must-read. It's a must. You got to, and believe me, everybody will take something different out of it to do what you're supposed to do. That's what I like about the manual. The manual pulls you to know what you're supposed to do. Because it's not like step one, step two, this is how I did it, you do it this way, and it's going to work. No. Regulate. Here's the manual that gives you an example. But now what are you going to do in your life to emulate what God has given Clarence? Man, brother, you're doing a great thing.
Bless you.
That's good.
We're gonna go ahead and open the lines. Pastor Terry, come on in. This is Man Up the Movement, but we are here with Clarence Allen, Regulate the Manual.
Amen. Praise the Lord, inner city men of God. Praise the Lord. You know what, Minister Clarence, I'm just enjoying you as you share your book. I enjoyed you, Pastor, as you two were dialoguing. I enjoyed Minister Michael coming in, and I enjoyed him reading those scriptures. But I love what you guys said. The manual, now I put the information on Facebook so everybody can get it because I do purchase it to send to those that's locked in so we can understand what got us in these situations. But we said something about his word, the Bible. Yes, that word. That's the word that's going to reveal the true us. When we get into his word, it reveals the true me. When I read it, as it reveals everybody. You know, a lot of people avoid reading the word because they don't want to know their true self. The word is self-fulfilling. It'll help you. The word will examine yourself. When you examine yourself with the word of God, it shows you what we're lacking. If we're going to be more Christ-like, what needs to be from within? So praise be to God. But I enjoy your book. It's deep, but I just love what you gave a few you gave some nuggets on it tonight to make me want to go back like Pastor E and pull it out and do some more reading.
Bless you.
Praise God for you guys. Bless you. Bless you, man of God. Love you all.
Well, Minister Jerry, I have this for you. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Spirit
no
and
man
in truth.
Has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he declared
yes,
him.
Sir.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the
the
life.
Truth
no
and
man
life.
Cometh
no
unto
one
the
comes
Father
to me.
But by me.
Do
and
it.
I'm reading this out of Regulation Manual.
Yes.
And I have these footnotes because, you know, it may be somebody reading this book, open it up, and may, like I said earlier in the program, talk about God all day. But may not have that scripture, may not have a Bible. But we can come here in this book and get enough scripture to lead us and inspire us to get that word for ourselves and read it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Amen.
Too. Get them,
Amen.
You know, Pastor, get them where they are. Get them where they are and get them in with love and not judge. So, because a lot of our generations are out there, and they're, like you said, back in the days, I grew up in inner city Compton, too. Back in the day, I grew up. I was
what? No,
y'all.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
You know I did,
you,
right?
You grew up with
Bart Junior High.
That
I was behind you. I was in front, ahead of you guys in this stuff. So,
I,
you know,
I know
what it is. I know. So I know the enemy wants to separate us when we had love. And where did they get all these weapons? But like you said, it's the drugs out there. And it's the mind. It's taking over the minds. Like you said, they don't even use cocaine no more. They make a synthetic meth. Mm, Jesus, help us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's
but, right.
You know,
help us there. We need a relapse. We need a relapse show.
Yes,
we need a relapse show,
Lord.
Come on.
Hey, Minister,
hey, man,
I used to be down there. I used to be on Raymond Street up in the Grandleys, down
on
Tisnall, on
West
Greenleaf.
Ride
horses to Richmond
Falls,
back there where the horse is at.
You know, Compton ain't that big. You over there by the airport over there, please, on the other side. Right. Mm, my God, you know, that's
amen,
why
amen.
We, gotta
ooh,
we got to lift our hands and thank him.
Yeah, let's not start there because I remember when Compton was still white.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Because we started moving in.
I remember when Compton was still white. It was like, you know, Watts was all black, but Compton was still all white. I remember, we'll be there all night.
Deep.
We have another caller.
Praise God.
Area code 850, last 4-4072. You are live on Man Up. Welcome. Area code 850, last 4-4. Hello?
Pray the Lord, everyone. Amen. This is Bessel McKenzie. Man, I'm just enjoying myself. Amen. Hearing what I'm hearing tonight. Amen. Amen. I just thank God for you know, just the words I'm hearing. Amen. Because we got to reach out. I preach all the time that don't forget about where you come from before you try to judge somebody else, because people have got saved and started judging people and forget about what have they done in their life before they got in church, amen. So I just tell people, amen, all the time, amen, stop having a judgment spirit, amen, and start again the people to word, amen, to reach them and draw them, because we all done something. The Bible said we all feel short to the glory of God, amen. Amen. Ain't nobody, amen, hadn't seen, amen. We all sin to the glory of God, amen. Amen. But we got, like she say, amen, we can't judge folks, because don't forget about what you done, amen. When I was out there selling crack, amen, when I was out there doing this, when I was doing that, amen, amen, we forget about sometimes, amen, where we come from, amen. We got to realize, amen, amen, we ain't come to judge. The Bible says judge not except you be judged, amen. We got to go out here and reach these people and let these people know where you come from, because sometimes I don't think people know where people come from because they ain't got so holy. Amen. Like they ain't never done nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been perfect.
Oh, watch out.
All
watch out.
Life, amen.
Watch out.
You cannot reach nobody. This generation coming now. I'm going to say this. This generation coming up now. You got to let these people know that you ain't always been saved. You know what I'm saying? You were in the game bang. You were in on west side, or the blood, or the crib. We all been down that road before. So I reach people by telling them my testimony, where I come from, what God bought me from. Amen. God bought me from the street.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell people all the time, I don't brag on this. I got 14 children, so how you know, good and well, I ain't got them being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. huh? So thank God for them, amen. See, I'm trying to get somebody somewhere because, amen, we always point finger when somebody get pregnant in the church. How many women you get pregnant when you are in church? Amen. Mm-hmm. It's time to be real. It's time to be real people,
hey,
amen.
Stay out of my book, please.
I'm trying to tell you, Pastor, people can't get saved because we don't want to break down and let people know where we really come from. Amen. I ain't got 14 kids that's looking around now. And I didn't get all of them where I was saved neither. Now come on here now. Amen. So somewhere we fell short. And see, I didn't know the word until I got in the word. See, I was going to church to hear somebody else preach it. But the word did not dawn on me until I got in the Bible and started reading it on my own. And then it quickened my spirit.
Amen.
And see, I like what you told me a while ago. You let him find this out on his own. He got some in the Bible. See, people, let me tell you something. People ask for prayer all the time for healing. If you read your word, you'll find out who he is. He are a healer. Amen. Because he said we were healed by his stuff. Amen. You don't have to have prayer all the time if you read your word.
All you got to do is call it out. My God. Let me say this. And this is what I want all the men to hear. I don't care what a title is. If we really break it down, we all just alike. We all got the same hang-ups. We all got the same issues. But we think we all that now. We can't talk about it. This is what this forum is about, that we can really let it go and really be honest. Because there's somebody out there listening to us saying, I've never heard it that plain, that open. Man, you mean to tell me a pastor said that? I was at a situation last weekend, and I was there to celebrate someone's birthday. And everybody knew I was the pastor. But Too Short blew the whistle came on, I had to drop off my cape, and I had to get out for one song because, hey man, we all human, and we all got we can all have fun. Too Short blow the whistle came on. I had to get on the dance floor, man.
But that doesn't take away from me being a pastor.
I'm just saying that doesn't take away from who I am, but it doesn't make me bad just because I know I can have fun and still represent God in a manly, respectable way. And others out there should know they can do that too. You ain't got to be square. You ain't got no. If you're around me, tell them, Mike. If you're around me, you know you got to be cool. You got to be relevant.
Right.
You got to be in it.
Yeah.
And you got to work hard to be who God called you to be. This ain't no free gift. This ain't just anointing because you said, I trust
God.
You know,
my God.
I want to be saved now. That means you got to be who God made you to be.
You're so right in that, Pastor E. God wants us to be who we are, but in a godly manner. Who we are, but in a godly manner. Now, what we do is how we do it sometimes. Sometimes it is what we do, but if we have our mind, our body, and our spirit locked into that holy spirituality of God and allowing him to guide us, it doesn't matter in some songs what we dance to. Some of these songs are just pure filthy, but when we get it, everybody can blow the whistle. There's nothing wrong with blowing the
whistle, I'm just trying to be transparent. I was trying to leave, and the DJ hit it,
yeah,
and I said, I can't go yet. So, brothers out there, I just want to say to you, man, this is what regulate is. You know how to regulate who you are. And I guarantee you, any person saw me dance and still said, that's Pastor E. He about the word. Mm-hmm. He going to treat people right.
That's right.
He going to try to grow and try to do the right thing. So let's not hinder ourselves, but let's learn how to regulate ourselves and do the right thing. Now, we are at the end of our show. I want to invite everybody to come back next week.
I come back.
The communication gets good, but let's let's regulate. Let's bring Clarence back because I know he still has a lot of information that he wants to share. And I want to challenge you men to get the book, read it, and be ready for next Tuesday for Regulate the Manual Part 2 on Man Up. Pastor, we want
you
back.
Now.
Michael, we want you back.
Bless you.
Invite a brother.
Well,
invite a friend back with you. Let's really get into this because why do we have this platform? Just to get excited one time? Let's take it to another level and let's explore Regulate the Manual and let's let Clarence guide us through that we can have a short seminar. Are you ready for that, Clarence? Let's have a short seminar on Regulate the Manual, but you got to get the book. You got to read it. You have to get into it. So next week, we'll be more ready to ask questions and to have comments as we go forward.
Right.
Amen.
Gotcha.
Yes, let me share the information on getting the book. Now, if you want to contact me directly, I'm in West Long Beach, so if you're nearby, I'll give you my number. We can meet. We can do it like that. My Cash App, though, is Clarence M. Allen. My PayPal is the same, Clarence M. Allen. I'm Clarence M. Allen on Facebook. I'm Regulate the Man on Twitter and Instagram. But my phone number is 310-692-3213. 310-692-3213. Anybody call me, I make sure I also bring you a Regulate the Manual poster. It's a 24x36. You just get a frame of $10 from Walmart, something like that, and frame it up. And I'll sign that too.
Okay.
Amen. Gotcha. Amen. 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 So let's get that. If you missed that information, Pastor Terry has already posted that on the Man Up invite on Facebook. But we'll get that out to you. Just send me a message. Say, I missed the last moment. I need that. Or you can go back and listen to this broadcast at any time. The link that was given out is always good for this show only. So when I send a text out to you guys and say, this is Man Up, or this is Women Speak Now, or this is Let's Talk Jesus, whatever link I send you is for that day only. It's not just a group link. It's only for this show. So that link, which is http://tobr.com/s/12078916, is always just for this broadcast. So go back, listen again.
Let's see if we can connect tomorrow, man. I'll bless you with the poster and another book. This is on me. That way you can have one in your back pocket. Like a wallet.
Amen.
Look,
amen. We're going to make that happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know where I'm at on Wednesdays. I do the show here in the morning, then I'm at the Mufundi building in Watts, so we can hook up anytime in between there. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll connect tomorrow.
Amen.
Hey, Clarence, I'm on the west side, too.
Okay, we're
Clarence, I'm on the west side too, so I get it.
I will text Rock. I'll text you his number.
Appreciate it. That's cool.
And you guys can plug up. Y'all probably right down the street from each other. Get out of here.
Well,
family,
God
bless you guys tonight for joining us. It was a pleasure for us to really light this discussion. It's not over. We just scratched the surface tonight. I want you to get ready for Tuesday. We're going deep into this. God just said to me, he opened the door and said, do it. He said, let Clarence teach you guys really how to go teach others with this manual because he gave it to him. And now we can listen through him and be mentored by him that as men, we can go regulate and share the manual with others in our own cities, our own counties, our own states, the whole nation, and then the world. We can do it, but we can do it together. So I thank you guys. I applaud each and every one of you. My brother, now, there's the pastor from area code 850, last 44072. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Pastor McKenzie, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
McKenzie. Mr. Pastor McKenzie, would you lead us? Would you close us in prayer tonight? And hopefully we'll hear from you next Sunday. I mean, not next Sunday. Whew, I'm about to fly you out to preach. Oh, quit that. Press out of here. Pray us out of here, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Tuesday. God bless you all. Then. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name, go ahead and pray us out of here.
Yes, yes. Oh, dear Father, we thank you right now, God, for allowing each and one of us to come together tonight, God. We ask you to forgive us for all our sins right now, God. But, God, we ask you right now, God, and we apart from each other, God. Keep us right now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for this talk we had tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God. God, we pray that everybody, amen, till we meet again, be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
See,
he prayed like me. Oh, wait a minute. He prayed like me too. Get out of here. Come on.
That's right.
Amen. Pray the Lord, man. Everybody, God bless y'all, man. I will be back online. Houston, I really love what I heard tonight. You never don't stop learning. You always learn something.
Right.
Well, I'm writing down your number. I'm going to connect with you tomorrow so we can talk personally.
All right.
But I know this is divine of God, and it's by no mistake. We serve a miraculous God that's putting things together, east, west, north, and south. We can do it, but we need each other, and that's what God is doing here. We love you guys. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Man up.
All right. Man up.
Man up. All right.